living and dead who did these things, we dedicate this program,
The Dambusters,
presented by the author himself, Paul Brickhill, dramatized by Morris West, an Australasian radio production.
This is Paul Brickhill. Leonard Cheshire was always a man of ideas, and as I've pointed out before, some of them were quite brilliant. One had been hatching in his mind for some time, and he finally worked it out when Cloud forced the squadron back from Bezirn, a huge concrete German rocket store. The minute Cheshire landed his Lancaster, he rushed across to discuss the thought with his flight commanders.
Listen, Mac, I've been thinking of an idea.
Well, if it's good and gets us home quicker and doesn't leave us dancing around in a box barrage, I could be interested. Otherwise, no.
Well, I think it'll help us.
Hmm? What'll help us, Skipper? More leave?
Oh, hello, Davy. No, actually, it's a marking idea that I've been working on.
New ideas mean new training. I'm too browned off for them.
Well, I doubt that this'll take that much. Besides, we're not going to get any time for training while these buzz bomb things are still being dropped on London.
No, I suppose not. Been reading the papers, they're murderous damn things, aren't they?
Yes, Davy. Well, this is the idea. We've found that we did much better marking with a Mosquito than with a Lancaster. The reason? The Mosquito's faster and more manoeuvrable. Right?
Elementary, my dear Skipper.
And yet, even with a Mosquito, we're in trouble when there are heavy flak installations.
Also quite elementary.
So, if we could get an aircraft with the speed of a fighter and the range of a light bomber like the Mossy, we'd have exactly the job we needed. Check?
Check again, but where do we get one of the wonderful things? Remember, we couldn't even get overload tanks to take us to Munich?
Davy, can't you ever forget that one?
No, I'm damned if I can.
Well, okay. Tell me, Mac, do you know if the Yanks have got anything like the sort of job we need?
Oh, I've just been wondering about that, and as a matter of fact... Oh, of course. Why didn't I think of it? The P-38 or a Mustang, for that matter. The American fighters have got the range you want.
I think you've hit it. Well, the next question is, how do we get one?
Yeah, through AOC, through Bomber Command, through Air Ministry to the appropriate American authority. The war will be over before you get one, Skipper.
Well, at least it's worth it. Excuse me.
Sure.
Cheshire speaking. Oh, it's you, sir. Yes. What's that? Tonight? Yes, sir. Very good, sir. All right, sir, I'll wait for it. Oh, by the way, sir, I'll send you a note on this in the morning, but I'd like you to get it moving today, if possible. I want to get hold of an American P-38 or a Mustang. Yes, that's right, sir. A new idea for fast, low, accurate marking. All right, sir. Oh, good. Yes, I'd appreciate that. Yes, sir. Fine. Goodbye, sir.
Well, what gives now, Skipper?
We're going out again tonight.
Ah.
Where to this time, sir?
Another smack at the rocket installations on the French coast. Well, chaps, you've got the place, and you've got your flight plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to take a look at the target itself.
What?
As you can see from these photographs, it's a large concrete dome on the edge of a quarry. Just here. You see, it's easy enough to identify. Now, this dome, we believe, houses rocket stores and firing installations.
Skipper, how thick is it?
Intelligence says it's about 20 feet thick, maybe more.
20 feet?
Yeah. And now, look at this photograph.
Mm-hmm.
This is the face of the quarry itself. These shadows are tunnels leading right into the side of the hill. And these fine markings here are probably railway lines. We believe that the launching mechanism for the rockets is run out on those rails.
Yeah.
The rocket is fired, and then the launching platform is run back into the hill again. Oh, by the way, the whole of this cliff faces westward.
Look, what's the actual target area, Skipper?
Yeah.
Well, anywhere around the dome, and of course the tunnels and rails themselves.
Yeah.
It's roughly defined by these two circles.
Uh-huh.
Now, before you go, I want you to come up and study these photographs very, very carefully.
Oh, are we using tall boys again, Skipper?
Yes, tall boys. So, as before, we can't afford wasteful bombing.
What's the weather like?
Well, tonight, I think it'll be okay.
Yeah,
thanks.
Chaps, this is our third crack at this same target. We've just got to make it this time. All right, chaps, rally round and study these photographs.
Okay.
My marker's hung up. Take over, will you?
Okay, Skipper, coming in.
Captain for bomb aimer. This flap's getting nasty. Tell me what goes on.
Fork's making a beautiful run, Skipper. Lovely, steady approach. Marker's gone. Oh, bang on, Skipper, bang on target.
This is Leader. This is Leader calling all aircraft. Marker's done. Come in and bomb as ordered. Over. Captain to crew. I'll try and draw some of this flak. Tell me what gives.
Wilshire coming in now. Lovely approach. Steady, boy, steady. Hold it like this, Skipper. I've got a beautiful view. Holy smoke! Smack in the mouth of the tunnel. Can you see it, Skipper? Can you see it?
This is Leader calling Q Queenie. Nice work, Dickie. Nice work.
Thanks, Leader. Please, can I leave the room now? Over.
Come in, P. Popsy. Come in, P. Popsy. Captain the crew. Watch him for me. Watch him.
He's leveling now, Skipper. Hell of a lot of flak. They're right on him, Skipper. Hell, he's hit. Port wing. He's blazing, Skipper. Blazing. He's going into a dive.
Bail out, P. Popsy. Bail out, for God's sake.
Right. Two of them out, Skipper. Two of them out. That's it, Skipper. They blew up. They just blew up.
Come in, A. Apple. Come in, A. Apple. Bomb as ordered.
Yes, sir, that's right. Oh, very successful. Hits were registered all around the target area and right in the mouths of the tunnels. No, sir, we lost one crew, Edwards. They were hit in the wing, caught fire, then blew up when they hit the ground. Yes, sir, very bad luck. It's our first casualty in weeks. Yes, I'd like to see the recce photographs as soon as they come in. By the way, sir, any luck with the Mustang? Oh. Oh, I see. Look here, sir. If we wait for the ministry, we'll get nowhere fast. Have you any objections if I approach the Americans direct? Good. Good. Thank you very much, sir. Yes, I like that way of doing business.
Who's that? Oh, Cheshire 617. Sure, we've never met, but I've heard a lot about you. Hmm? What's that you want? Mustangs? Oh, sure. Yeah, we've got them. How many do you want? Oh, yeah, that's easy. Tell you what I'll do. I'll have one of my boys bring you one this afternoon. How's that? Good. Yeah, fine. Where do you want it delivered? Woodhull. Yeah, got it, right. Sure, yeah, I can fix it up for you. Oh, no, not at all. Happy to be able to do it. Yeah. Okay, bye. Good luck.
We've got it, Mac. We've got it.
We got what, Skipper?
A Mustang. It's coming over this afternoon.
Well, I take off my hat to you, Skipper. I didn't think you'd get one of those in a month of sun.
Oh, just a minute, Mac. Cheshire speaking.
This is Operation, sir.
Yes?
A bomber command have been through to us, and they want you on the job tonight.
Are you on the scrambler?
Yes, sir. It's quite safe.
What's the target?
Cerakot.
Another rocket, sir?
That's right, sir.
What time do we take off?
1500, sir.
Blazes. All right, we'll be ready. I'll be across to see you in about an hour. Have all the stuff ready for me.
Very good, sir.
More work, Skipper?
Hmm? Oh, yes, 1500 this afternoon. It's a damn nuisance, though. I'll have to get on to the Yanks again and have the Mustang delivered before lunch. I'll need a little time to get used to it.
You mean to say you're going to use the Mustang on this operation?
Yes, that's right, Mac.
You're crazy, Skipper. Stark, staring crazy. You haven't flown a single-engine job for 5 years. You won't even have time for more than one circuit and dump. You have to do all your own navigation and your own marking. It just can't be done, Skipper. It's plain suicide. That's what it is.
I'm sorry, Mac, but I'm going to do it. Now get out, will you, like a good chap? I want to talk to you.
Any word yet from Cheshire?
No, not yet, sir. Should be through any minute now. I said, you know he took off in a Mustang. After only an hour's practice flight?
Yes, I know. I wonder what's going to happen when Cochrane hears about it.
Well, I think that'll depend on whether he gets back alive or not.
Talk about a crazy man.
Oh, he's coming through now, sir.
You'll read it to me.
Mm-hmm. Lovely visit. Coming home. He's made it. The crazy fool's made it.
Now all he's got to do is land the damn thing.
When he put down at Woodhull after the Cerakot raid, Cheshire lovingly patted his new Mustang and commended her to the ground crew before wandering off the tarmac. He was pleased with the result of the operation, but not in the least prepared for the reception waiting for him in the mess.
Where's my pewter, Mac? How many times have I got to tell you?
What? Hey, chaps, here he comes now. Yeah. Give it all you got, you right? One, two, three.
Why was he born so beautiful? Why was he born at all?
What's all the fuss about?
Listen to him. What's all the fuss about? He says, cause me damned.
Yeah. You ever hear about the guy who flew a Mustang by dead reckoning?
Blazes it. Well, there was nothing in it. After the first half hour, that is.
I hear you made a beautiful landing.
That's him, well, Sharon, that's him.
That part of it, I don't remember.
Oh, he doesn't remember.
Hey, you know, Skip, there's a motion before the mess that you be promoted pin-up boy of the year.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you'd cut out this damn nonsense and buy me a beer.
A beer for the gentleman, chaps. Beer for the gentleman.
You buy it.
Tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, bomb aimer, navigator, gunner, wireless operator, skipper!
Well, I don't think I can take much more of this.
Would you like to come and have a drink in my room?
Yeah, yes, I think it might be an idea. I'll slip away as soon as I've had a drink with the boy.
Help. By the way, Cochrane wants you to telephone him in the morning.
Oh, does he? I suppose he's heard about tonight's little business, too.
You didn't expect him not to, did you?
Well, I did think there might be a little delay.
He was hopping mad when he heard you'd taken off. Then, when he got the news you were back safely, he he just chuckled and said he'd deal with you later.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad he didn't want to talk to me tonight. I'm tired.
Do you know how many raids you've done?
Oh, at a rough count, I'd say about 90.
I've made an exact count, old boy. It's 98.
As many as that? Well, I wouldn't have thought so.
At the ruling casualty rate, which is 25%, you're living strictly on borrowed time.
Well, I hadn't thought of it that way. It's just as well, perhaps.
Statistically, you should have been killed 4 times.
I've been lucky.
That's right. You've been lucky. How long do you think your luck will hold?
Hey, what are you driving at?
You are tired, aren't you?
I suppose I am. After a while, you don't feel anything. You just keep going, more or less, automatically.
Having any trouble with your eyes?
No. Why?
Nothing. I just thought they looked a bit bloodshot, that's all. Hello? Oh, this is Pollen, Intelligence Officer, Woodhall Spa. I'd like to speak to Air Vice Marshal Cochrane, please. Yes, I'll hold on. Oh, hello, sir. This is Pollen. Yes, thanks very much, yes, sir. I had a word with Cheshire, as you suggested. No, I didn't say anything about that, sir. He's taken an awful beating, you know. Yes, that's what I was going to say. I think if he goes on much longer, we just won't have him, sir. He's got the danger signs, too. Sort of permanent twitching in the right eye. No, he's not conscious of it himself, sir, but it is there. Yes, I agree. Yes, I know, sir, but don't keep him at it too long. Yes. Yes, sir. I'll watch him. Come in. Oh, it's you, Cheshire, old man. I didn't expect you over so soon. Shut the door and pull up a chair.
Well, what have you got for me, Arthur?
There's a bunch of reports Cochrane sent down. He thought we should go over them today.
The rocket sights again.
Again and again and again.
If this damn weather would only change, we could do something about them. But with this North Sea cloud, we haven't a tinker's chance in hell.
Cabinet's very worried about it. The position summed up is this. These buzz bomb things are falling on London every day and every night. Hail, rain or shine, they still come over. They're falling on the invasion ports, too. They're doing a terrific amount of damage, and even greater damage to the morale of the people because they know that we haven't got an answer to them.
Oh, why can't the ground forces do something about them? After all, they've got a foothold in France.
I know, but they're locked in the bridgehead, and even if they did break out, they've still got to cross the Seine to reach the rocket sites.
Which puts it right back into our lap.
Right back into our lap. That's right.
Arthur, We can't do anything more. We honestly can't. You know the way it's been. The boys are up every morning at 4. At 5 o'clock they're briefed and ready to take off. Then they stand by and stand by and stand by till nightfall. Then they're up at 4 the next morning and still waiting. Even when they have taken off, they've been forced back. It's heartbreaking, Arthur. It's heartbreaking.
Yes, I know that, old boy. It is. It's the old, old thing. General bad weather. It's an old gag, but he beats the lot of us. Anyway, I think you better take a look at this.
Oh, right. What is it?
It's the latest and most important intelligence report. Our agents have discovered that a large percentage of these rockets and buzz bombs are stored at a place called Creil.
Creil?
Just outside Paris. There's a huge cave there, partly natural, partly man-made. Runs deep under a chalk hill, 25 to 35 feet down. The idea is to collapse and seal it up by using these tall boys of Wallace's. Fortunately, we've got photographs of it and should be a fairly easy target to identify.
Oh, that's one advantage anyway.
Hmm.
Is it heavily defended?
Not very. Germans obviously had to choose between secrecy and defence. They chose secrecy. For that reason, it's fairly lightly defended. Now, take a look at the layout.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you take your final bearing from this church spire here.
Sure.
At which moment you should be...
is Leader calling all aircraft. Leader calling all aircraft. Markers are down, dead on target. It's all yours, chaps. Over.
That makes 99 for you, old boy.
Look here, let's not start counting them, Arthur. I might start to get worried myself.
Sorry. Okay. By Jove, that was a beautiful marking job.
Oh, that's the Mustang, not me. I'm going to suggest to Cochrane that he get a few more. Then we could... Arthur, what are you grinning at?
Nothing. Nothing. I can't help grinning at you. I've got another job for you.
Well, what is it this time?
You see this place here?
Mimoyek.
Mimoyek. Yes. Odd name, isn't it?
Yes. What's there?
Well, to tell you the truth, we don't know for certain. All we do know is that there's a set of big concrete emplacements grouped together. There's some suspicion that they may be those giant guns we've heard about. Mm-hmm. Yes, so you've heard about them too.
Yes, yes.
We can't prove that, of course, because they're not even in use yet. Anyway, Mimoyek, that's your target for tomorrow. And that's it, old boy. The round 100. Frankly, I don't think you deserve to be alive.
No, frankly, I don't either. Round 100. Ruddy century. You know, I should play for England. If you told me this 3 years ago, I'd have laughed in your face, I think.
Well, I've had the recce photographs back on both operations.
Oh, I'll take a look at them in the morning. Anything important?
The buzz bomb store at Crail just caved in. The entrance collapsed and the railway was wrecked.
And the other ones at Mimoyek?
One direct hit and four near misses. Good enough.
We're so good, it's getting monotonous.
That's about the strength of it. Oh, by the way...
Yes, Arthur, what is it?
Cochrane wants to see you at group tomorrow.
Oh, does he? Have you any idea what it's about?
Actually, I have, but I think he'd prefer to tell you himself.
Well, I think perhaps I'd prefer you to tell me, Arthur. If there are any shocks coming, I'd rather be prepared for them.
All right. So long as you don't tell Cochrane I told you.
Oh, I won't.
Tonight you did your 100th trip. Cochrane thinks that's enough. You're being grounded.
Well...
If you're thinking of arguing about it, I'll tell you now you haven't got a chance. Shannon, Monroe and McCarthy are being grounded with you. Well, that's it, old boy.
You know something, Arthur? It's not the conventional thing to say, but... I'm glad it's over. I'm glad for myself, and I'm glad for the boys. It's been a long time now. Long, long time.